Welcome to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Leaders of Faith Show. This is a show about faith and sharing the love of Jesus Christ. This is message episode 3, Choose Who You're Gonna Serve. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us each and every day. We give you all the praise today. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and wealth and riches is in our house. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come. We're blessed when we go. We are blessed. We know that no weapon formed against us is able to prosper, and we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We are victorious. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nissi. We know that you reign in victory. You are our shelter always in the time of a storm. We thank you for loving us, and we say hallelujah to your holy name. And we thank you, Jesus, for dying for us and interceding on the right hand side of the Father on our behalf. We choose you always. We choose you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. How is everybody doing? Folks, I came to ask you one simple question. At the end of the day, who are you going to serve? Ladies and gentlemen, you only have two choices. You can either serve the Lord or you can serve Satan. Now, my job is to convince you that there are benefits in serving the Lord. In Matthew 6 and 24, the Word of God says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. There's no way. Now, let me put this case together. Here's the reason why you should serve the Lord. In John 10 and 10, Jesus says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." So in that scripture, Jesus is letting us know firsthand the benefits of serving him with abundance opposed to the consequences of serving Satan, who desires to destroy you at all costs. Who will you serve? Now, this message is not meant to scare you. This message is just meant to wake you up and to get you on the Lord's side. There is no reason why you should be getting beat up in life, that you should die, go to hell, and burn in eternity. No reason at all for that. You see, hell is real and it is extra hot. See, Satan throws these fiery darts at your mind to make you do certain things, to make you depressed and stressed out, to make you fall into sin. You see, Satan does not care anything about you or your family. He wants you to stay in bondage. He wants you to not serve God. He wants you to not believe in Jesus. He wants you to think that the Bible is some type of make-believe story or a fairy tale. He wants you to be caught up in negative soul ties that are not going anywhere, that are not benefiting your life. He wants you to have strongholds that are not breakable. He wants you to destroy your marriage. He wants you to destroy your family. He wants to absolutely kill you and your family. Satan wants to totally beat you down on this earth and have you to die in sin, not believing in Jesus Christ, so that you can come to hell and be tormented for eternity with him and his demons. Folks, choose who you're going to serve. Now, here's why you have to serve the Lord. If you believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins, rose on the third day, and confess it with your mouth, you will go to heaven. There are so many benefits. There are so many benefits in serving and believing in the Lord. First off, everything in the universe is created and owned by God. Even you were created by God. God desires for you to win, and he loves you, and Jesus loves you too. By serving the Lord, you and your family are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. There is a cloud of witness always cheering you on. You get to receive an unfair advantage because the Holy Ghost leads you to all truth and shows you things to come. You are protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. God is your shield. He's your shelter in a time of the storm. Jesus is your rock. God gives his angels charge over you. You are blessed, and goodness and mercy follows you all the days of your life. Now that's what's up. So why would you want to choose someone that hates you and is jealous of you? Folks, choose Jesus. Believe in Jesus who died for you. Choose Jesus who is interceding on the right-hand side of the Father on your behalf. Choose God that has sent his only begotten Son to die for you. Choose to love the Lord and seek him at all times. In the scripture, Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now, just keep in mind, isn't it good to serve someone that gives you all the benefits? Think about that. Remember that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, choose him. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you, and have a great and blessed day.